For over 20 years, Andrea has been plagued by bloating, constipation, fatigue, reflux, no period, and hot and cold temperature changes. She's been keeping these symptoms all under control through a super restricted diet she was put on 20 years ago. But a few months before she came and met me, her symptoms suddenly worsened and multiplied. Acid reflux, heartburn, fatigue, headaches, neck tension, difficulty staying asleep and waking up in the middle of the night. Her gut, hormones, and body were a complete wreck. She didn't want to go down this road again, but she didn't know what else she could do other than restrict her diet. That's when she found Better Belly Therapies. After just a few days on her first protocol, she slept through the night completely for the first time in years. And 3 months after starting her first protocol, she was pooping daily, her period was back, completely normal, and her acid reflux was almost completely gone. The best part? She did all this without being on a super restricted diet. How did she make such a dramatic improvement? And more importantly, how can you do the same? Learn all this and more in today's episode. Let's jump in. Hey friend, welcome to the Better Belly Podcast. If you're currently trying endless supplements, doctor visits, and diet changes to heal your mystery symptoms, you are in the right place. We're here to solve the real root causes behind your gut, hormones, skin, sleep, and brain concerns. Literally anything and everything in your body. My name is Allison Jordan. I'm a functional medicine practitioner that has supported over 150 clients just like you to heal problems that no one has been able to fix. You don't need a perfect diet or a random supplement you found on Instagram to heal. You need a proven system that heals your whole body from the inside out. That's what I'm here to share with you, episode by episode. It's time to make health easy again. And just as a reminder, this information is not meant to diagnose, manage, or treat disease. Always consult with your own health practitioner before you make any changes to your health. All right, guys, I am so excited to have onto the podcast today my client, Andrea. I met Andrea back in November 2023, and it was really immediate to me, obvious to me, that she is someone who really thinks about her health. She's really hardworking. She's not someone who's like feeling crappy because she's just doing whatever. And I was so excited to get to partner with her and helping bring her health in the place that she wanted to be at. And she is here today to share some of her story. And I'm so excited. So Andrea, thank you so much for coming on to the Better Belly Podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Awesome, Andrea. So to get this story going, can you share with our listeners, just update us, bring us up to pace, what was going on in your health when you came to see me back in November?
I will go kind of way, it starts way back. Like everything started like mid to late 20s. I'm 43 now. And back then I was having a lot of the whole gamut, bloating, constipation, fatigue, reflux, hot, cold, no period, just lots of things. And went through several doctors that were not helpful, finally landed on a dietitian, trained in functional medicine that was helpful. So life has been good for a while, but when I came to you, some of those things had started to resurface. Acid reflux, heartburn, pretty bad fatigue, headaches, neck tension, sleep, poor sleep, difficulty staying asleep, waking up in the middle of the night. And I didn't want to go down that road again. I wanted to nip it in the bud as quickly as possible.
For sure. And what, just because I think some people will connect with what you shared, like you originally found someone who helped you improve and then things started sneaking back. And even I'm always actually really interested in those stories because it helps me like, why is this happening? Could you share like what that dietitian recommended or what you were doing with her that you feel like made that difference?
Yep. did the MRT testing initially with her. So looked at food sensitivities, and her thought was probably leaky gut was one of the things happening. So we did the elimination diet, kind of worked, you know, out the foods that I shouldn't be eating, stopped birth control. That was another thing that she recommended at the time. And
how was that for you? Was it like you went off?
You know, inconvenient.
Okay. But you didn't get tons of symptoms, because sometimes people go off and it's like really wrecks your body. But
no,
it was
I was never on it for control of like PMS symptoms. It was really just, you know, the pregnancy aspect. So I didn't have a lot of issues, you know, with the period or anything like that after I went off.
Okay.
So I feel like at that point it was mostly, you know, the food sensitivities kind of taking care of that, which seemed to help a lot of the other things.
And what year was that, or yeah, I don't know if you year or season or something.
2012.
Okay. And how, so is that, wow, almost 10 years mm-hmm. before from that point to finding me. Do you remember at what point your symptoms started coming back?
Honestly, not too long before I came to see you. Another thing that happened in that period of time too was I started on levothyroxine, so low, you know, hypothyroidism. So I think that helped kind of with some of the fatigue symptoms. So for the most part, I would say I didn't really have too many issues between when that was all kind of said and done. I would say, you know, maybe a year, 6 months to a year, kind of getting that cleaned up. And then it lasted for quite a while.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it would have, did you get your symptoms coming back sometime in 2023? You saw me late 2023.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So it was just kind of like very common experience. Seems sudden. You're like, everything was going smooth.
Yeah. I've been doing everything. Well, okay. Let's, you know, I've been doing everything right. You slide off the like diet and you start eating things again eventually that, you know, showed up the first time. But I think I suspected that a lot of those sensitivities had changed since the first time I had the testing done, because it was quite a while before.
They do with the MRT, which I think we've discussed a little, that the MRT, as with most food sensitivity tests, most on the market, there's allergy and this is different, but food sensitivity tests, they're whole food sensitivity or whole food testing, which is leaky gut mediated, and it changes. The great news is you can actually heal them. The bad news is you can just develop new ones if you don't actually get rid of the source of like what is causing the leaky gut, because those food sensitivities only develop if leaky gut happens, and then they'll make leaky gut worse, but they don't cause leaky gut. They're a result of leaky gut. Anyways.
So it's hard to, like, I'm thinking back, you know, outside of food and the birth control, I would say I didn't do too much differently. So I'm not sure what healed the leaky gut that first time around or what mediated it, you know.
I'd say most like I do see this where people will go on some diet. Maybe it's the low FODMAP diet. That one's like really big right now with IBS and all that. They go on a diet and they'll see initial improvement. I haven't actually heard of someone improving that much for that long, but I'm also curious how restricted your diet was. It was really restricted for those 10 years. And that to me actually says, unfortunately, like I wish, like what you're going through right now, I think is probably what you would have benefited from back then. And you wouldn't have had to be on that restricted diet for 10 years,
100%.
which not to make anyone feel super sad when you hear that, mm-hmm. but it's about the misinformation mm-hmm. on food sensitivities and why you're not on like a mega restricted diet with me. We are doing other things. So I would love, now we've kind of caught people up. You were feeling fatigue, reflux, PMS, shoulder and neck tension. When did that thing start changing when you came into my office?
Pretty quickly. So I would say, I went back to the dietitian before you and kind of, started to look at the whole food thing again. So the change of food at least decreased inflammation for me. So I felt less bloated. That felt better. Energy level was better. But all those other things were still going on. I would say shortly after starting the liver detox protocol, I saw pretty quick progress with sleep for sure. That's one of the first things I remember after starting the liver detox for a little bit, like having a night where I slept through the night. Like, did not wake up one time until it was time to wake up. And that is like, that's not happened for me. And I can't tell you, the last time. So that was one thing I think that stood out quickly right away.
Hey friend, do you feel like you're never properly digesting anything, no matter how you change your diet? Have you spent thousands of dollars buying supplements, labs, and fancy functional or holistic practitioners to simply have no relief from your symptoms? Or do you just want to poop daily, ditch acid reflux, and balance your hormones without being dependent on medications? If so, I've got great news for you. You can stop the money hemorrhage that's happening around your health and finally get worry-free health through the Gut Healer System. The Gut Healer System is my 2.0 upgrade to the former Better Belly method that consistently reduces our clients' symptoms by 80% in 3 to 6 months so that your health can finally feel easy. Our clients have gone from being stuck at home with fibromyalgia to watching their grandchildren's soccer games every evening, or they've been able to travel for work and pleasure without wondering the entire trip if they're going to become constipated and ruin their whole time. We've also seen clients get off of 40 plus years of medications that they've been on for acid reflux, constipation, and PMS, and stay off that medication without needing to be on lifelong extreme diet restrictions or supplements. I want you to be able to enjoy the holidays and family meals without fearing how you're going to feel afterwards or feeling guilty for what you do eat. If you are ready for this, head to betterbellytherapies.com/training to watch my free micro training to learn exactly how 600 plus of my clients have healed their gut even when nothing else has worked before. In this training, you're going to learn what your doctors are missing, even if they're functional or holistic, why no amount of food restrictions are going to heal your gut, the five toxin trap that is keeping you sick, how to heal your gut in the most affordable way possible, and the 3 steps to actually heal your gut. I can't wait to see you living a worry-free, optimal, healthy life. Head to betterbellytherapies.com/training to get started today. Now, back to the show. I can tell you the dates. You came in on November 8th. I'm looking at my notes. You came in on November 8th, first time in. You came back in December 13th. So I would have given you the liver protocol. And I ever have my notes 2 days this week. You slept through the night. And since she doesn't remember when.
Huge, like huge. And then the reflux went away pretty quickly too.
You also had just restarted yourself on the LEAP diet, which is connected to the MRT, which I, just to be clear to the audience, was not like I did not recommend it, but I remember telling you, like, hey, if you want to do it or you're kind of already doing it, like, I don't need to ruin your mojo, especially if you're seeing improvement. I just don't think we want, my plan is that you are not going to stay on it by any means.
Yeah, that's not the only thing. And the headaches and neck tension has drastically improved too over time. And I feel like that has a lot to do with the visceral manipulation piece.
Yes. And that's a benefit of you are able to see me in person. We have clients, if someone's listening to this podcast here, when you join the Better Belly Blueprint, I actually show you how to find someone local to you. And I literally had a woman in our Facebook group who's in the Better Belly Blueprint report. She had her fourth visceral manipulation appointment and she was able to sleep through the night without needing to wake up and pee. because and she'd gotten some bladder manipulation, and it was like, she's like, this is amazing.
It is amazing. Like when you have lived with that neck tension and shoulder tension for, again, as long as I can remember. And then one day you kind of start moving your head around and think, dang, that's pretty loose. It's not there anymore. That has been very, very helpful.
Okay. So sleeping. Yes. Yep. Neck tension down. Yes. Yep. What else?
Energy level better. Reflux comes and goes occasionally, but better than it was. Yeah, those are the kind of the top things that stand out.
And the cool thing is you're not even like done with the whole process, right? So you have a customized health plan that I created for you, and I remember I've like every time you come to my office and you give me updates, it's, you know, some things sometimes are like not perfect, but you're clearly in an upward trajectory. And I was like, hey, would you just like share your story on my podcast? Yeah. And I was thinking when you were done, and then we were like halfway through. I love it because it just shows you don't have to be completely done with the process to have massive relief. It just means that the relief keeps getting better and it gets more permanent without needing to like be on a super crazy diet or on like a bajillion supplements.
Keep tweaking things. But you have to manage your expectations too, right? You know, how long has it taken your body to get this way? You know, it's going to take time to undo all of those things. So,
I mean, 3 months or
yeah, that's
whatever,
pretty fast.
4 months is pretty good
it's pretty fast.
Considering, what else? I'm looking at our notes here.
Well, I would say two other like things I didn't even notice at first, after doing the visceral manipulation, breathing and mobility in the digestive, you know, track. I remember the first time coming in for the first session of visceral manipulation and being asked to, you know, breathe deeply into your belly and into your lungs, and how hard that was to get it to go into one place or the other because of the restrictions that were there. And like now I can breathe in a wave, right? You breathe in and it go, all of those things expand the way that they're supposed to. So that's pretty crazy. And I went back and looked at the checklist of symptoms, like when I first came in, and I did
intake form.
The intake form, and I did check kind of that lack of mobility or lack of stomach gurgling. Like I couldn't tell you the last time I heard gurgling or I felt hungry, right? You know, you eat because you know you have to, but you know, that sensation isn't there. And I want to say it was like the third or fourth session that we were doing where you were like working on my head.
1, 2, 3. It was in February. No, well, in February, you reported that your appointment in January. Yeah. Ever since that one, you'd started your, so it must have been January 24th.
Yep. You were doing manipulation up in my head and my stomach started gurgling, right? So not everything about the gut is in the gut. And that was just really fascinating to me. And ever since then, the gurgle is on. So,
oh, I love it. It like greets me when you've come into my office.
Yep.
I'm like, happy to see you.
Well, the very next day I went to work and I was sitting in a meeting and my stomach gurgled loudly. And one of my colleagues was like, was that your stomach? Like, yes.
Loud and proud.
Loud and proud. Yes, it was.
Oh, mm-hmm. I love it. And it feels so good. It's like weird how I think if you've never had to focus on your gut before, maybe this wouldn't be clear. Or if you like I wasn't aware of this back when I had gut problems until it came back. But once the gut gurgles come back, it's like a massage. It like feels great. You're like, that felt amazing.
It does feel amazing. Feels like everything is working the way it's supposed to. Which is nice because it's been a long time since I think, you know, since it has.
And which makes me think too, it's like that might have been something going on those 10 years where
for sure
the MRT and kind of leap diet had helped, but there was still, I don't know if you could say signs, might be, it is really a, it's a very, very small, subtle sign that things weren't optimal. But you, I both, when you don't know this stuff, you don't know how to interpret the signs and you don't know what the heck is supposed to actually help that thing anyways. And so I feel like I'm hoping that as this conversation's happening, that maybe people's who are listening, light bulbs are turning on in their head of like, oh, does my gut gurgle? Or like, yeah, it doesn't gurgle very often. And what's up with that? There's, and now maybe they know, oh, go check out visceral manipulation or get something to try, right? Or if their neck, like if you see chiropractors and do yoga and do stretches and go to PT for neck pain and it doesn't improve, it could actually be visceral ligaments pulling on the neck.
Which I've done all of those things, right? I've done, you know, I've done the chiropractor, I've done the yoga, I've tried all of those other things. And my sister is actually an OT and she kind of turned me on to cranial sacral therapy, but she's not trained in visceral manipulation. So she was one of the people that kind of suggested, hey, maybe that would help with some of this other stuff. So that's how I originally found you, actually, was just exploring people in the area that did visceral manipulation. And then you came with all this other, all these other good,
like bonus.
Yes.
Hit the jackpot. Yes.
Right place at the right time, meant to be.
Oh, that's so good. I mean, that is what I live for. And that's what we're trying to get people get. I'm working so hard just to get this out there because it can be so hard. You're scrolling Instagram and TikTok and Google Maps and trying to figure out stuff. So,
I mean, something that I really appreciate, like you've been through it all yourself, right? You've been there, you've done it, you know how it feels, and you kind of come at everything from a very comprehensive approach. So you're not trying to do all the research yourself and, you know, trying to see all these specialists who most likely are going to say, oh, there's nothing wrong. And, or we don't know, which I did all that too, went through the primary care, rheumatologist, endocrinologist, gastroenterologist, and, a lot of them kind of make you feel like it's all in your head. Like, we don't really have an answer for you. And I don't know why. I mean, if we're going to talk about some of the testing, but I don't know why more people don't do some of the testing that we did, because it gives you so much information. Fairly easy to do. And the benefits are huge. So,
right.
I mean, frustrating.
Yeah. So the big thing is, you know, insurance isn't going to cover these in hospital settings. Insurance, yeah. When you're in a hospital, conventional medicine, a hospital has predetermined kind of like a menu of what the insurance will cover. And then the insurance says, we'll pay you this much per item. And then the hospital has to, and actually the insurance gets like a discount. It's all super weird. So the hospital will set their prices based off of what they'll get from the insurance company after the discount that they have to give the insurance company. That's why the prices are so high, because they're having to offset these discounts. Well, if that lab is not on the menu of items that the insurance company can cover, the doctor is tied. It's like going to an Italian restaurant and trying to order Mexican. It's not going to work. But we perceive it as like, well, you're a hospital and you have a computer, excuse me, you're a doctor and you have a computer, so you should be able to order anything, right? No, Their hands are tied. And then what type of labs the hospital picks to have covered and work with insurance has a lot to do with them saving money, not you getting good results.
Of course.
So they're, you know, if it comes to even things like thyroid, they're most of the time going to order one marker. And if the marker is really bad, then they will order multiple markers. Why? Because it's cheaper to order one marker than a full thyroid panel, which is 5 to 7 markers usually. And so that's like all a finance game. Just for anyone who's listening, yeah, why don't hospitals or doctors order these labs if they're so amazing? Mm-hmm. And then you end up, even you're paying co-pays, you're paying, sometimes I had a client pay $1,000 for some basic blood work. I could get her for $250. I mean, just crazy. Paying a lot of money for labs they might not even really need and information and then not even getting results, where you maybe weren't able to buy these labs with insurance, but they are HSA and FSA eligible, and then they actually get you the information that gets you the results. So you're really ultimately not paying as much money in the long run. Right. So I'm actually looking at your labs here. Do you want to tell listeners what labs you did or tell them what you found? I have a, if you don't have them straight up too, I can, or pulled up, I can also just share right here myself.
Yep. I looked at that too, getting ready for this one. So I did, I had had a lot of blood work done before I came to you. So I did the GI map with you and, the HTMA hair test. So the poop test and the hair test.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah. And, in terms of the pathogen piece, there was an H. pylori, imbalance, which I'm familiar with H. pylori. My dad has had that, for many, many years. High mercury, levels, low sodium, low potassium, magnesium and calcium kind of messed up. Mm-hmm. And, pancreatic enzymes kind of headed for dysfunction. So,
which means you're not going to digest your stuff. You won't feel good. You'll get bloated. You don't even get the nutrients out of your food. You want blar.
Yeah, so I mean, lots of stuff. And not nearly as bad as it could be. I think, I think you probably see people who are way worse. But it can show going on.
And it can show how a small amount of problems can still be yield pretty big. And the, another kind of going back to the hospital system, they are designed to look for big life threatening stuff, really. So cancers and autoimmune disease. And autoimmune isn't always life threatening, but it's, you know, it's like, it's the bigger stuff and they're good at it. Like, don't come to me if you are bleeding out or just got in a car accident.
Sure.
However, they're not as good with the fine tuned small stuff. And that's why it's almost like they're numb to anything that's less too small. And that's where you get those confused faces. Like, you look pretty okay.
Yes. Yeah. I think, I don't know if it comes down to training, like lack of education or lack of time. Like, I feel like they're all pretty siloed a lot of the time. So I'm like, I'm only thinking about my area. And if it doesn't appear to have anything to do with my area, then I can't help you, rather than thinking about it in a more integrated way.
It's a multi thing. Multi-layer. And it really depends on the doctor and the system they're in. Are they private practice? They might be private practice and still take insurance. Are they integrative? Are they functional? It changes how they think. And one word like functional doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to think all the same or whatnot. And so it's kind of interesting and hard. But I would say the good news is that these methods of testing do exist, and you're really not like, it's not like there's nothing out there that can help show you what's going on. So you've been on protocols related to bringing up your sodium, potassium, helping you absorb your calcium back into your bones, getting rid of that mercury, H. pylori, balancing your gut microbiome, helping you digest better in a long-term way. Because the other thing is, if you have H. pylori, you have low stomach acid, and low stomach acid is a huge problem for causing bloating and constipation. And also when you have that, that can actually cause pressure on the diaphragm, which can create neck pain. And that is to do with the fact that the diaphragm, the lungs sit right on top of the diaphragm, and the lungs have attachments to the neck called the pleural ligaments, pleural mm-hmm. being the pleura around the lungs.
And which I think you found mine
exactly
were very tight. Yep.
Right. Exactly. So your pleural ligaments were tight, but also your diaphragm couldn't drop super well. And that wasn't like you needed the diaphragm release. It was that there was stuff going on in your liver and stuff going on in your colon that was literally blocking the diaphragm from dropping. Because you have to think about the organs below the diaphragm and the organs above the diaphragm. It's not just the diaphragm. Which is a problem. Like, chiropractors are like, I'm going to release your diaphragm. I'm like, well, did you release the liver? Because it's going to hit it if that thing's stuck.
All connected.
So, which I think is one of the reasons why you've improved so much with just visceral manipulation, is you had a lot of visceral restrictions that were really related to your symptoms. I mean, did you have anything else to add on your labs? It's amazing. We only really, when I went through your health history, I was like, we only need to do two labs. A lot more people, I'm doing three or four, but we did lighter amount just because you'd already done the MRT and you kind of tackled food. I'm like, let's not do any more food testing. Let's leave that alone.
To me, the results are super fascinating. I'm a data kind of person too. So I just enjoyed looking at them for the sake of looking at them and all of the information that it could provide.
Did you feel it's almost like Christmas? You're like, ha ha.
Yeah, yes.
Unwrapping your gift. What's in my lab result?
I was waiting impatiently for them.
I love it. The other thing I love about labs that we do is I've never had someone come back with boring labs, and it's so validating. You're just so tired of hearing the same, like your labs look normal. You're like, I just want to roll my eyes in the back of my head.
But they're not, because I still feel like crap. And I can't tell you how many times going back to blood work, my bilirubin has always been high. There's always been liver enzyme markers that have been off. And the doctor is kind of like, that's just you.
Yeah, until it gets high enough or other markers start ticking off too. And until you need a liver replacement.
It's a problem. No. Yeah, right.
I guess we should just put you in surgery and replace your liver. Yes. Hope for a donor.
So it was very validating. And over the span of time, a lot of the thing, like I've read about a lot of the things, right? The sodium potassium pump and what happens with cortisol and leaky gut and like all the pieces that you suspect are there, but nobody has ever done the testing to confirm or to validate.
Put your finger and even the testing to know what to do about it. Because one of the things with like cortisol testing is even if you see it's off, cortisol testing doesn't tell you why your cortisol's off. It just says it is. And so it doesn't tell you how to heal it. It just shows you the status. And so the testing we did is actually more related to, well, how would you heal if cortisol's been off for a while, things like that, and throwing your sodium out of balance and potassium and all that. So we're getting at that root. Well, it has been great getting to review this. And honestly, I'm looking forward to probably in a couple of months, possibly getting to redo this with you and just seeing where things go. I mean,
protocol I have is H. pylori. I haven't tackled that one yet. Trying to get everything else maybe a little bit, healthier before tackling that piece.
Yeah. I mean, I think from when you hear how many symptoms have reduced already, you were totally ready for it. As far as like body readiness, but if there's other stuff, like I think we've already talked about this. And if listeners are like, what does she mean ready? Because you get to do these protocols at your own pace. If there's like, now's not a good time because I've got other stuff going on, or, maybe it's like, I'm waiting financially to be able to buy these supplements. Like, it's fine. It's like, cool. So just if someone's like, what does she mean? She's waiting. I think for you, it's mostly, was it supplement sensitivity? Just concerned that you would react strongly to it?
I have in the past sometimes. Yeah. So I've been kind of baby stepping into some of the supplements, right. But I haven't had any, no issues any to problem. Report. No.
Yeah. That's what I thought, was the case. So I'm super excited for you to do that. Cause it's really when you kill pathogens that if there's anything left, that's when it really just starts to dig in. It's really phenomenal. So what I would love to hear from you, last question, is if you could give advice to somebody listening to this podcast, somebody who's struggling in their health right now, you could share any piece of advice with them. What would it be?
Oh man, don't wait. Don't wait anymore. I just appreciate, like I said, you were in the right place at the right time, but you have made the process very easy, very streamlined, right? All the research is done, right? The action planning, the protocols are done once you have the information in front of you. And I know, time and money are two of the things that interfere with, I think, people taking steps. But, think about all the time you're spending doing things that aren't helpful. Think about all the money you're spending doing things that aren't helpful, trying to find somebody to help, it's not helpful. I tell everybody I know if they have any inkling at all of like stomach issues or gut issues, or that I'm passing your information out like candy. So don't wait, you know, your health is worth it. It's one of the most important things. So
good. And love those wise words. This is one of my favorite questions to ask when people come on here, is the advice questions, because it goes so deep so fast. Well, Andrea,
don't be scared. Don't be, you know, there was not the one of the questions, the prep questions was, you know, is there anything that scared you at all? And absolutely not. Like there was nothing. I was just so happy and thankful to get information and then to have a path, you know, a plan to to do something.
Not where you're scouring the internet and like, is this what I'm supposed to do? Yeah. This kind of maps onto my symptoms. Maybe I should do the candida diet.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it's just the brain fatigue and questioning is so mind numbing.
It's too much. It's too much for somebody who doesn't have all the background knowledge that you do. I mean, you could do it, but it becomes a full-time job trying to, you know, dig into all the research and then decide what you're going to do about it. Yeah.
It's pretty much how I got this full-time job.
Right.
All I worked that time. Hard for all that. I might as well just do this as my job now.
Well, and thank you. Thank you for, you know, taking all of that and getting it out to the rest of us who have struggled for a long time.
It's yes.
Very much appreciated.
It's so worth it. Well, thank you so much, Andrea. It's
Absolutely.
Been a lovely time. And I hope we get to hear a round two from you. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks for being on the Better Belly podcast.
Thank you.
Hey friend, I hope you loved this episode. If you've been a fan for a while or newly loving this podcast, can you do me a favor? Drop into Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. When you leave a review, you do so much. You help me know you're listening, you can tell me what you're loving so I know what to make more of, and you help others by boosting this podcast so other people like you can find the podcast too. I mean, it's a win-win-win, right? So if you want a way to pay it forward, just go to Apple Podcasts or click the link in my show notes and leave a rating and review. And if you want some more free stuff, just head over to my free Facebook group, betterbellytherapies.com/Facebook, and you can get access to all of my free support for you, including some Facebook group exclusive stuff like my podcast episode vault, where you can search the Better Belly podcast by topic and find exactly what you need to expedite your healing. I cannot wait to see you in there. Catch you guys next week.